Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Late Show will begin after this important message from First Lady Melania Trump.
Hello. Last week, I held an extremely WTF press conference where I explained that I never spent any time with Jeffrey Epstein except for all the time I spent with Jeffrey Epstein. I gave my speech for many reasons. Most importantly, talking about Jeffrey Epstein distracts people from the war that was started to distract people from talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Yesterday, that war got worse when the president decided to blockade the Strait of Hormuz. And no one is more upset than me when my husband wants to do straight stuff. So, to once again distract from the war, I would like to make the following announcements. Just as I rarely hung out with Jeffrey Epstein, I rarely cooked with Jeffrey Dahmer. We just had overlapping social circles in Milwaukee. I also want to insist that I am not a clone of Melania that was created to appear in public with my husband. I am the real one. Last, I want to put the rumors of marital trouble to rest by saying I live at the White House and I am absolutely in love with my husband. I am in love with my husband. I am in love with my heart. Oh, I can't do it. Bring in the clone.
Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, spring. Spring. Spring has officially sprung here in New York. Temperatures were in the 70s. It was a perfect day for the ticker tape parade celebrating our victory over Iran. But that celebration has been slightly delayed because over the weekend, the United States and Iran failed to reach a peace agreement, according to the chief U.S. negotiator, vice president, and Grim Reaper's cousin who owns a tire store, J.D. Vance. Before he admitted to his failure, J.D. tried to distract with some odd praise.
Well, good morning, everybody. And let me say a couple of notes of appreciation. First of all, to the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Whatever shortcomings of the negotiation, it wasn't because of the Pakistanis who did an amazing job.
Yeah, dude. No one's blaming the Pakistanis. It's like telling your girlfriend, baby, whatever my shortcomings in the bedroom, let's not blame my erectile dysfunction on the Pakistanis. Who I think we can all agree did an amazing job. Now, you might be wondering, where was Trump while this was going down? Well, he was attending to the most important goings-on at a UFC fight in Miami. Of course, in this case, UFC stands for You Gotta Be Kidding Me. Now, Trump's entourage... Trump's entourage included Secretary of State Marco Rubio, a few of Trump's children, and the recording artist Vanilla Ice.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. What? Seems random, but Mr. Ice actually had some important negotiating advice for the president.
Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Yeah, it's eternal. It's a timeless message. It's always applies. Trump wasn't just watching the fights, he was making some very important connections.
You're a beautiful guy. Great fighter.
Thank you. Put me to more than him winning this fucking fight.
I'll give you a money. You look so good. You're too good looking to be a fighter. You are some fighter.
Yes. When you desperately need a deal to get us out of a war with no end in sight, the first step is flirting with a cage fighter. It's all there in his new book, The Art of Seeming Weirdly Horny. But once word got back, stop, collaborate, and listen. But once word got back to Trump that there was no deal with Iran, he posted his revenge. Effective immediately, the United States Navy, the finest in the world, will begin the process of blockading any and all ships trying to enter or leave the Strait of Hormuz. Wait, so we're blockading Iran's blockade? That's actually genius. It's like a plumber saying, you know, some guys would plunge this toilet. But I'm gonna play some 12-dimensional chess and double clog it. All right, here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. We're listening? Somebody get me a strong cup of coffee. I'm going in. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello. Here we go. Looking for my friends. No? Okay. But this development brings us to the latest installment of my unfortunately long-running series, Hormuz News You Can Use. Yes, it's trues. Now we block it twos. Gotta double pump it. After the talks went belly up, Trump called into Fox News' Maria Bartiromo to say that actually the negotiations went great, except for one little thing.
We had a very intensive negotiation, and toward the end it got very friendly, and we got just about every point we needed, except for the fact that they refused to give up their nuclear ambition.
Yes. Trump got everything he wanted except the one thing he wanted. The divorce is going great. She's getting the money and the kids, but I am not getting the house. No. Then Bartiromo asked the president about oil and gas prices, and just take a look at her reaction after he answered.
So do you believe the price of oil and gas will be lower before the midterm elections?
I hope so. I mean, I think so. It could be. It could be or the same or maybe a little bit higher.
Just one quick follow-up question, Mr. President. Are my eyeballs still in my head? Because I heard a loud popping sound. That is the one line I had to memorize tonight because I cannot read with those on. Now, so some embarrassing setbacks for Trump and his team, but the president took it all in stride and did the mature thing and attacked the Pope. Last night, he posted, Pope Leo is weak on crime. Yeah, man, he's the Pope. He visits people in jail. It would be cool, though, if the Pope did fight crime. Then we could watch Murder, She Pope. It was long. It was so long. It was a long, unhinged post. including a weird moment where he says, Leo does not sit well with me. Nothing sits well with you. All you're sitting looks like clinical depression on a toilet. This is unprecedented. This is, according to one Italian religious historian, not even Hitler or Mussolini attacked the Pope so directly and publicly. It's never great when someone says, you should really be more discreet and respectful. You know, like Hitler. Trump. He didn't stop there, because just 40 minutes later, he posted this AI image depicting himself as Jesus, presumably trying to heal Jon Stewart. It's worth taking a moment to break down what's going on here. First, you got Trump Christ and his disciples, young white man in hat, older white man in hat, who is apparently a proud graduate of Pledubi. Young woman, and same young woman in hat. Above him is a heavenly host heralding the Savior and Chief's arrival. You got a bunch of cloud soldiers, astronaut with a shiv, and that middle guy is a winged man-beast with spikes where his head should be, looking like a bootleg Transformers action figure your grandma got you at the dollar store. The box says his name is Optimus Pring. And he folds into a hand fan. Happy birthday. Of course, Trump depicting himself as Jesus Christ angered a lot of people, including MAGA people, with one conservative commenter saying, blasphemy. Blasphemy, sir. May I suggest you just take a breath, pray on it, and read the gospel according to Pledubi. Today, Trump deleted... There you go. Today, Trump deleted the post, and a reporter asked him about it.
Mr. President, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor. It's supposed to be me as a doctor.
That's quite an excuse.
It was clearly me as a doctor. Like in my favorite movie, Passion of the Doctor. And my favorite TV show, Dr. Jesus Medicine Christ.
So, Donald Trump wants us to believe that he thought this was a doctor. If I'm in a doctor's office and that man walks in, I'm thinking I died. We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Folks, if you watch this show, it is no secret that I love my home state of South Carolina. It's got the three B's, beaches, barbecue, and bubbas. I love it so much that for the last 10 years, the spot where I stand for my monologue every night is marked on the floor by a map of South Carolina. Right there. I have literally done this entire show standing on my home state. And also sitting, if you count my tramp stamp. Well, now I know that my home state loves me back. Because recently, the South Carolina Senate passed a resolution which was read by the Senate's reading clerk.
Introduction of a Senate resolution by Senators Sutton, Hutto, Jackson, and others. It's to recognize and honor Stephen Tyrone Colbert, a native son of South Carolina, upon the occasion of his final episode of The Late Show.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And you can, that touches me. And you can tell that man is from South Carolina because he sounds like he was reading that resolution with a mouthful of shrimp and grits. Thank you, South Carolina State Senate. I'm very grateful. And I just want to say, what? South Carolina might be the reddest state in the union. This is like if Donald Trump threw me a surprise going away party, which he kind of did. It is an honor that I did not expect. It's an honor that I did not expect, but I take it as a sincere compliment and a bit of good news. Because a lot of folks have been asking what I'm doing after May 21st. Well, for the first time in a long time, I can safely say, I think I'm going home. Over, folks, in the first act, over there in the monologue, I showed you that clip of Trump talking about how his AI Jesus post was really just him as a doctor. Well, that answer was even weirder than you think because it came in the middle of a stunt promoting his no tax on tips program with DoorDash. But the White House may not have prepped the delivery woman as well as they should have.
It's such an honor to meet you. And I think you voted for me, do you think?
Maybe.
I think we found the next pope. Now, before you ask yes, he tipped her. And before you ask yes, there's a photo. And before you ask yes, it's completely bonkers. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's weird. Sitting. It's not his fault. He's just never handed a woman cash before. He usually just tucks it in the G-string. While the delivery woman, very nice lady, while the delivery woman was there, he asked her to stick around for a press conference.
You're really nice. Would you like to do a little news conference with me with these people? These are not the nicest people. They're not nice like you. You know that, right?
I'll do whatever you ask me to do, sir.
Okay, in that case, could you open the Strait of Hormuz? Because if you do,
For the next few minutes, he made her stand there while he answered questions about Iran and even gave her some tough questions of her own.
Do you think that men should play in women's sports?
I really don't have an opinion on that.
You don't? I'll bet you do.
No.
I bet you do. Oh, you do. You bet you do. Stop it. I bet. Don't be shy. You can tell me anything. I'm Dr. Jesus.
We'll be right back with Maya Rudolph, everybody.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back, everybody. My first guest tonight is the Emmy-winning comedian you know from Bridesmaids, SNL, and Big Mouth. Now she's about to make her Broadway debut in Oh, Mary. Please welcome to The Late Show, Maya Rudolph. I'm so happy to get this is the first time you and I have ever had a chance to do this interview.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you.
I had to get in there.
Yeah.
Under the wire.
It's a limited time opportunity.
I'll take what I can get.
So happy to have you here right before you make your Broadway debut.
Yeah.
April 28th. Mary. Yeah, your Playbill, baby. Isn't that fun?
This is the first time I'm seeing this.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
This is amazing. Oh, my God.
Now, I know the answer.
Yes.
I know the answer. Oh, yes, do. Stay cool. Ooh. Stay cool. I got you, baby.
She's heated.
Okay, so tell the people how long you've been dreaming of going on Broadway.
No joke. I have always wanted to be on Broadway since I was a little girl. And I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. And I said, remember in the sixth grade yearbook when you know, you tell everybody what you want to be when you grow up? I was very specific.
Yes, we found it. And it says, I would like to be an entertainer and maybe act on Broadway. I would like 3 children, 2 girls and 1 boy, and live in a mansion in the city of New York where all the stars live. Star.
How sweet is that?
That's so great. How old are you here? How old are you there?
11 or 12.
11 or 12.
My youngest daughter's age.
Oh, wow.
It's really so sweet and so anal and specific.
Two girls and one boy.
Okay. I was one kid off. I have 3 girls and 1 boy.
You're an overachiever.
Yeah.
There you are. Yeah. For those who haven't heard, can you explain to the folks out here what Oh, Mary is about and why playing a mentally unstable antebellum alcoholic first lady in a hoop skirt might be appealing to you?
Sure. It's a story about Mary Todd Lincoln,
who
was married to the president, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. And it's a dark comedy about few weeks before Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Spoiler alert. That's what I came for.
Go now.
I came for the womp
womp. Yep. Well, why is that a part you were born to play?
Wow. Honestly, this is a show I really feel is truly like no other. And I know you're familiar with it.
I can back you up on that.
It's really, truly its own thing. And it's goofy and weird and bitchy and ridiculous and campy and silly and... You can do everything in it, and it's so ridiculous and over the top, and it's funny. I really feel like for me to do Broadway and for this to be the first show I'm doing makes so much sense. This is kind of a part I was born to do.
Well, there have been some great.
Yeah. I'm following in some major footsteps.
It was created by Cola Scola, but...
I love so much.
Titus Burgess, Betty Gilpin, Jane Krakowski. Have you asked Jinx Monsoon? Have you asked any of these people for advice on how to Oh, Mary?
I did. I've asked a lot of people for advice. I asked Jane when I went to see her, and she said, Well, the hoop skirt's 15 pounds. So I started working out a lot and lifting a lot of weights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wearing heavy pants everywhere
yeah,
you go?
Yeah, just really heavy pants. I just wear hoop skirts at home all the
wow.
time now.
Have you gotten into it? Have you been in the full outfit and everything?
I have. I've tried it on.
How's it feel?
Cumbersome. She's well, cumbersome.
What more does a lady want?
It really feels like something you want to, like, play tennis in. Mm. Like, it's really uncomfortable. But it's like the minute you put it on, it has a life. It moves and it jumps. And oh. it makes you want to bounce around.
Oh, that's nice. It's got kind of a character of its own.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Well, you're from a family of performers. You're the daughter of musicians Minnie Riperton and Richard Rudolph.
Yeah.
And when was the first time? Do you remember? I like to hear about this when they're kids. Like this kid right here who wanted to be on Broadway. When did they realize they liked to be in front of an audience?
That little tiny one, that one with the round face.
Yep.
I used to watch my mom on stage all the time. I mean, my mom and dad were on the road together, so they'd take me and my brother. And it's really fun when you're a kid because there's always food backstage, mm-hmm. and people give you candy. And I remember losing a tooth in a casino in Tahoe, and I got a.
What were you betting on?
You know, black. I was betting on black.
Well, I'm going to ask, watching your mom perform as a child, and I know you lost her at an early age, but what, as a performer yourself, what do you think of when you think back to seeing your mom perform on stage?
I really, you know, I think about it more now, and I'm amazed at how much of her uniqueness has influenced me. I mean, my mother was so singular. There really wasn't anyone like her, and there never has been.
There's a beautiful picture of your mother.
She was so beautiful, and she was just her own thing. And I really didn't realize how much that influenced me to be my own person. And she really owned the stage, and she was also just such a singular voice. Mm-hmm. And I never really wanted to be like anybody else. And I think I must have picked up on that, you know?
Did you think it was going to be comedy or did you think it was going to be singing?
I kind of thought it was going to be a combo of both, which I think I'm guilty of doing both,
sure.
to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, because music is a family business. So it's very normal to me. And I'm sure, you know, when I was in my mom's belly, I'm sure I heard a lot of music and thought it was normal.
Sure.
You know, it's like whatever your parents do is normal.
You are also one of a kind as a performer.
Thanks.
And just, we've all enjoyed years of your comedy. I'm sitting here last week we had on Oprah, and I'm sitting now with one of the best Oprahs we've ever had.
Yeah.
Which is you. When you got to SNL, did you have like an Oprah in your pocket? Was that something that you auditioned with?
Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, that for me was actually like a huge surprise and a true testament to, I think when you work with people that really know you, my good friend Emily Spivey wrote that. And we had come up together at the Groundlings in sketch comedy and improv, and she wrote it for me, but I really wasn't an impressionist, and I didn't realize I had to do impressions when I got the job, you know? I thought, oh, Daryl Hammond's our impressionist.
That's, he'll do all
that's
of
what
them.
He does. He'll do yes. Oprah.
Yeah.
I think all the guys were doing Oprah before me, to be honest. So.
Tim Meadows did Oprah, right?
I think Tracy did it at one point. Yeah. I think I was the first lady to do Oprah.
Well, we have a present for you for your start of your Broadway career.
You do. So
you did a great. You need to decorate backstage in your area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were such a great Oprah that we had Oprah last week. And so this is a pillow that Oprah leaned on. Okay.
I hope it smells like
it does. Yeah, it's certified. Smells like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Wow. There you go. And it's certified. Yeah. It says Certificate of Providence. This certificate provided for a green room pillow that Oprah Winfrey leaned on. And let me just sign that. Let me sign that.
That is so sweet. So
there you go. That goes with those go together. Yeah.
That is so thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
What every girl needs.
Yes. Maya Rudolph makes her Broadway debut in Oh Mary on April 28th at the Lyceum Theater. Tickets are available now. Maya Rudolph. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.